If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Straightforward. If you're obsessed by memories of the past, more than 18 months old, and most of those are negative, so anxiety-provoking most often, then there's a lot of you that's stuck in the past. And what that means is you didn't map the territory well enough, and the parts of your brain that are alarm systems, anxiety systems, are saying, no, there's holes in the way you're looking at the world. There's holes in the way that you're looking in the world. And you fell in them once, and you don't know where they are, and you don't know how to fill them, and you don't know how to walk around them, and so you can't forget them, you can't forget them, you can't forget them, you can't forget them. So you have recurring nightmares, for example, are a good example of that sort of thing happening. But in any case, if you have memories like that, you remember them, they make you feel anxious and negative, you're stuck back there. Your body is still reacting as if there's an emergency that could happen again that you haven't fixed. And it doesn't matter if it was your fault. That's irrelevant because the alarm system doesn't care. Like when your smoke detector goes off, it isn't relevant whether it was your fault. The smoke detector just says, house is on fire. And that's a bad thing. And your anxiety systems are like that. If they're tagging old memories with anxiety, then you have to do something about it, or you will be tortured by those memories forever, because that's how the alarm system works. And so maybe you need to go back there and clean things up. You got to figure out, okay, well, how did this happen? What sort of role did I play? Even if it's a minor role, that doesn't matter, because the point is that you don't want to be put in the same vulnerable position again. So anything you can do to strengthen yourself is good. You know, and often if it's a really old memory, like maybe you were a child, you're not a child now, so you probably have a variety of techniques at hand that you could use to deal with a situation like that if it came up now. And so you have to update that part of your brain that still thinks you're four. And lots of people have parts of them that are still stuck in some traumatic childhood experience. And they don't... I had a friend like that who had a terrible childhood. And I mean, really, I've had clients with terrible childhoods. And his was like top of the lobster hierarchy in terms of terrible childhoods. And whenever he had a dream about it, which was very often, he was five in his dream. Well, he's 58. You know, he's not five, but hadn't been updated. And so he was still five in his dreams. And it was a complete bloody nightmares for him. Complete with all sorts of terrible physiological symptoms, really hurting his life. He couldn't get himself updated. And he's much older in his dreams now, by the way. He's up to about 45, so which is way better than five, you know, because you can't fight back when you're five. But you can fight back when you're 45, especially if you have some experience at your disposal. So anyways, you need to know where you are. So let's say where you are is, well, you're on this stage, and you're on this side of the stage, and you decide that you're going to go over to that side of the stage, just to show that you can. And you're making the decision, the same decision that, you know, the famous chicken who is going to cross the road. Why does the chicken cross the road? Well, if it's a sensible chicken, it's because it assumes that there's something better on the other side of the road. It's like, or maybe it's random curiosity, but then it just gets picked off by a dingo or a coyote, so that's not so good. The other side of the road is better, so away the chicken goes. So that's what you're doing. You're going somewhere slightly better. And so that's good. Technically, it's good. Because the way that your positive emotion systems work, they run on a neurochemical called dopamine, which, by the way, is the neurochemical system that drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine and alcohol for some people and opiates affect dramatically and make people feel far better than they should, which is part of their danger. It's a very fundamental system. The dopamine system kicks in with a kick of positive emotion if you're going somewhere that's worth going. And so that's worth knowing. It's really worth knowing. It's like, okay, you want a little bit of positivity in your life. Well, how do you get it? Well, you got to get the system. It's almost it's the left hemisphere system for most people. Not that that's particularly relevant, but it is a standalone neurochemical system. It's rooted very, very deeply in the brain's exploratory circuitry. So very ancient system. And it's happy when you have somewhere to go. That's the first thing. And then it's also happy when you're going there. And so if I'm on this side of the stage, and I want to go over to that side of the stage, and I see that there's a nice clear pathway, I could just go straight down this line, then I look at that, and I'm actually a little happy. I'm not ecstatic. I mean, who the hell cares if I get to the other side of the stage, right? I mean, it's a small piece of my life, but it's not nothing. It's something. Okay, and so I look at the pathway, and I think that's a good pathway, and I feel a little positive. And then if I move here, and then I see that little table right in the way between me and the other side of the stage, then I feel a little negative, because I don't want an obstacle in my pathway. And so that's really how you're looking at the world, by the way. You don't see objects. It's not the right way to think about it. We don't see objects, and then think about them, and then evaluate them, and then decide how to act on them. Or if we do it rarely and slowly and with a lot of thought. What we see instead are pathways with tools that will...
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Will move us forward, or obstacles, right? And there's no obstacles here, and there's a nice flat road, and so great. Positive emotion. Way there, this is a task I can undertake. The sailing is clear. It's a good day. And then I'm here, and it's like, yeah, well, that's a little annoying. I get a little pang of disappointment, let's say, anxiety. Can I make it around that obstacle? I'm fairly confident. I've done this sort of thing before. So I can take the rough route, and I can, you know, walk forward like this, and then I can do this great trick, which is just this, and then, you know, I've circumvented the obstacle. Now, if I didn't know how to do the little bit of circumvention, then that would be a real problem, right? Because I couldn't get from point A to B, and that would screw up my plan. But I do have that particular skill set, so it's a minor disruption to the perceptual set that I'm using to organize the world. It's a minor bit of chaos, because that's what happens when your perceptual set, the structure that you're using to organize the world, the plan through which you're viewing the complexity of the world, reveals an inadequacy, then that destabilizes your emotions. So that's another thing to know. One thing you need to know is you need to be going somewhere, and there needs to be a pathway in order for you to feel good. The other thing to know is that if that plan is untenable or becomes destabilized, then what happens is you become flooded with negative emotion, frustration, disappointment, anger, primarily anxiety. But all of those things sort of intermingled. Anger maybe because you have to fight your way through the obstacle. Frustration because maybe you have to make a new plan. Disappointment because you put a bunch of work into the damn plan and it didn't work out. Anxiety because now there's too many choices in front of you. And so people don't like to have their plans disrupted. They don't like to have their plans disrupted. And the reason for that is that their plans are directly associated with their emotional perception of the world. And so, and that's a good thing to know too. That's why, you know what it is you've decided that you're going to go to like a Korean restaurant for dinner, and that's fine. And then it turns out that you can't, and maybe you have to go to a Greek restaurant. And it's like, who cares, right? Unless you hate Greek restaurants. Korean restaurant, that's pretty good. Greek restaurant, that's pretty good. You're still going to be annoyed that your plans changed. Well, why? Well, because it's annoying to have your plans changed. It disrupts the structure that you use to stabilize your perceptions of the world. And it throws you momentarily into a state of chaos. Not much. Now, how much chaos? This is interesting. We don't know. You know, like, let's say you wake up one morning and you have an ache in your side. It's like, well, you don't have an ache in your side. What does it mean that you have an ache in your side? Well, you don't know. Like, maybe it means you pulled a muscle and, like, who the hell cares? Maybe it means you have cancer and, like, you're going to be dead in 6 months. The whole range of possibility is there. You know, and some people will assume one thing, it's like, that's nothing, and some people will assume the other, and all of them will be right sometime. And so the question is, how do you calibrate something like that? And the answer is, well, we tend to guess at it. We guess at it temperamentally. So one way we guess at it is we have our set points for negative emotion. So it's neuroticism trait. Some people will be a lot more nervous about a small level anomaly than others. And maybe they'll go to the hospital first, and they won't die. And then, or maybe they'll be freaking out all the time and they'll be a hypochondriac, right? So there's pros and cons about being nervous like that. The other person's very emotionally stable. They don't worry about much. They think, it's nothing. And then, you know, by the time they get to the hospital, it's too late. Hey, that's how the dice roll. That's one way that you guess. It's determined in large part genetically. Not completely, but in large part. Another part is your position in the hierarchy. You know, so the issue is, well, how safe are you in life? And the answer is, who knows? But one of the way you guess is, well, are you good at things? You know, because if you're good at things and a problem comes up, you can probably solve it. And then you might think, well, how do you know if you're good at things? And one answer might be, well, other people think you're good at things. Because you're really kind of comparing yourself to other people when you're thinking about whether or not you're good at things. And so if it turns out that you're in a hierarchy and you're fairly high in the hierarchy, indicating a certain degree of competence, then your nervous system, under the control of the serotonin system, dampens down your negative emotion. It says, look, you know, all things considered, you're probably pretty safe. And that's nice, but it also means you don't like having your position in the dominance hierarchy challenged at all. Because if you get tossed down the hierarchy, let's say you get fired, wreaks havoc with your serotonergic function. It makes you defeated, like the defeated lobsters that I wrote about. And then all of a sudden, you're way more susceptible to negative emotion. And who wants that? And so that's why you don't even like to lose arguments. You know, you lose a little argument, it's like, whoop, down the dominance hierarchy a bit. Up, emotions are a bit destabilized. It's no damn way. I'm right. And why? Because I want to keep my neurochemistry in check. And no wonder. Well, the thing is, sometimes it's better to learn than to insist upon being right, because learning works better for the future. But you get the point.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care. For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.